I thank you that your word is to those who find it. It is health and healing to our flesh. As we open your word today, Father, I thank you that life flows. I thank you that health and healing manifests in our bodies today. We give you the praise and the glory for it, and all of God's people said, amen. Hallelujah. All right. Open your Bibles, if you would, please, to Matthew 5. Matthew 5. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right. Matthew 5. And let us look at, let's look at verse 7. It says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. So we pray and we ask God for mercy, don't we? Lord, have mercy on me. All right. We've seen judges in the courtroom when they're dealing with a major court case and he slams that, have mercy on your soul, Mercy. We give mercy to those who've hurt us because that's what it's for, to give them mercy. God gave us mercy because we've sinned against him. Now, we were born into sin, but because of mercy and the mercy of God, he sent who? His son to die for us. He knew we couldn't do it ourselves. He knew we could not keep the law, right? So Jesus, according to the word, became the law for us. He became the law. He became sin. He was nailed to the tree, dead, buried, raised from the dead. Praise God. And because of that, we've been reconciled to the Father. Amen. All we have to do then is what? Accept him. We just must accept Jesus as our Lord. Amen. But he's telling us here today now, and this is Jesus talking. He says, blessed are the merciful for what? They will obtain mercy. I don't know about you. The Bible says, if you say you're not a sinner, you're a liar. Okay, that's what it says. I didn't say it, he said it. All right. So we got to go to the Lord every day and what? Obtain mercy. But in order for us to obtain mercy, we have to be what? Merciful. Well, there's a lot of people out there that are just unmerciful. They have no mercy for certain people. They have hatred in their heart for people, right? I mean, you know them. You've seen them. A lot of them are family members. Family members just, oh, boy. They're really good at getting right underneath their skin, right? And but we must be merciful. Amen. We must be merciful to obtain mercy. Amen. All right, let's look at Mark 11. One of my favorites. Mark 11. Praise God. Oh, this is really, the whole thing's great. I love it. But let's look at verse 25. Start in verse 25 here. It says, whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, do what? Forgive him. If you have what? Anything against anyone, do what? Forgive him. Forgive him. That why? That your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. So we want our Father God to forgive us of our trespasses. Amen? Yes. We need it. Praise God. Bible says to confess our sin, and he's faithful and just to forgive our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we've got to go to God, right? And Lord, forgive me.
Amen.
Forgive me. Amen.
That's right.
We must forgive others according to this word now so that we can obtain that forgiveness, so that we can be forgiven. We can't hate. We can't be bitter. We've got to forgive. Now, how does God forgive? He forgets.
That's right.
Totally, completely. He does what? He forgets it. Doesn't remember it. Their sin and their iniquity, I will remember
no more.
We're to be what? Imitators of God as dear children. So how should we then forgive?
Totally.
Forget it.
Forget it.
Forget it. Forget it. Now you know what happens, right? As soon as you see that person, what do you remember? Don't you? I mean, don't you? Now, So what do we got to do? We got to push that thing down. We got to break it down. We got to cast it out. We got to clean it from our lives. Get it out of where? Our heart.
That's right.
It's not in our head. See, bitterness and hatred and violence and murder and all these things are of the heart. They grow deep roots. We talked about roots last week, didn't we? You know, we talked about something. I was talking to the Lord about this. We talked about bitterness as being a root, the Word said.
Yes.
Okay. But bitterness is just one root. What if you have hatred? It's two roots. Unforgiveness, three roots. You could have a whole forest of violence in your heart. You got to start chopping trees down. When just that one root, the Bible says, of bitterness can grow so strong and so thick and so round and so, you can't even get it out of there. You need, I like to call God my surgeon. You need God's surgical hands to take that out of your heart.
Amen.
You know, the Bible says if you got a hard heart, you know, you can get one that beats blood.
Yeah.
Beats blood, right? Doesn't have to be calloused over, right? Well, all that callousing that comes into play is because of unforgiveness. It's because of bitterness, because of hatred. All these things that come into play, and it gets into that heart and hardens it, makes it like stone. Then you've got walls up. You can't even communicate with your wife because you got so much hatred for everyone else. I have there was a person who had so much hatred for the mother-in-law. He could not even communicate with his wife. He had so much hatred for this woman, this mother-in-law, that he did not have a good relationship with his wife. Because every time he looked at his wife, he saw his mother-in-law. And I'm not saying that she looked like her. I'm just saying that's that feeling. Couldn't even communicate with her. That's how bad that root is. That's how strong that root can be in your heart. Remember, it's not in your head.
Yeah.
It's not in your head. It always goes from the head to the heart. Always goes to the heart.
Yeah.
Everything we need goes to our heart. We need it to be in our heart. We know it. The Word says we know it by what? Heart. I know that by heart. I can do that by heart. I can do that with my eyes closed. That's doing it by heart, brother. Amen. So we know that we have to be merciful in order to obtain mercy. And then we know that if we want to be forgiven of our trespasses, then we must forgive. In order to do that, we must forget. Every time it comes back up, we must wash it right out the door. Like the river. Wash it right out. Call for white caps on that dude. Get it out of here. Amen? All right, we've got to get it out of there. We can't have it. I don't want us going into this new year with bitterness and hatred and violence and unforgiveness in our hearts. We can't. I want to start off this new year great. And I know you do. I know you do.
Yeah.
We need Jesus' help to do it.
Amen.
Plain and simple. We know that if we could do it by ourselves, we wouldn't need Jesus.
That's right.
But
we do.
But we need Jesus.
Yeah.
It's got to be Him, not us.
Amen.
Right? Amen. Let's look at Luke. Go to Luke 6. Luke 6, praise God. Okay. Whew, it's pretty hot in here, isn't it? Amen. Luke 6, let's start verse 35. This is Jesus talking. He says, but love your... Oh, no. Wait a minute. But love your enemies. But love your enemies. Love who? No, that's a typo, right? But love your enemies.
That's right.
Who can get past that one?
Yeah.
We got enough issues with just forgiving people. We got to now love our enemies.
Yep.
Wait a minute. So how are we going to get that done? Going to take Jesus.
Yeah, it's only by the Lord.
It's the only way to do it.
Yeah.
You cannot love your enemy without His help.
That's right.
Period. This is how so intertwined we have to be in the vine.
Amen.
Part of Him.
That's right.
He's got to be our wrapped up. We have got to be wrapped up in Him. to get this done, to forgive people, to love our enemies. I mean, he didn't skip a beat here. He said, love your enemies. He wasn't joking. You know, Jesus didn't joke. He didn't sugarcoat it. He didn't pull any punches, right? He didn't hide anything. He was very straightforward. He still is. Has never changed. But love your enemies.
Amen.
Do good and what? Lend.
Yeah.
You got to have something to lend in order to lend.
That's right.
You have to be blessed to be a
blessing.
Hey.
That's right. We don't mess around. Hey.
Oh. Yeah, you're kind of like, what? Well, Isabel blessed me somewhere. I got a dollar in my pocket. But praise God, you've got to be blessed to be a blessing.
That's right.
Right? You got to have in order to give.
Amen.
God gives seed to the sower and bread for food.
Hey, there you go.
We're not going to be begging for bread.
Nope.
He'll give us the bread to eat.
Amen.
But the seed we sow.
Seed to sow.
The seed to what? Sow.
That's
the
right.
Seed to sow. In order to reap, you must what?
Sow.
Farmer can't just go look at his field and say, boy, I sure hope something grows. I said grow out there. He's got to put what in the ground?
Seed.
There's got to be seed in the ground in order for him to reap. We've got to do the same. Put seed in the ground.
Amen.
So that we can reap some 30, some 60, some hundredfold. As you sow, ye shall reap. So sow bountifully, sow cheerfully, for God loves a cheerful giver.
Hallelujah.
When we give, we don't attach a string to it. Now hold on now. I'm going to give you this $1,000, but you need to do this with it.
Oh, no, you don't. Can't do it.
We don't dictate
what's
given, do we?
Uh-uh.
It's not up to us.
No.
God says give, we do what?
Give.
We give.
Yeah.
It's just it. We don't, oh, you sure? You are, God? Was that you? The devil ain't going to tell you to give $1,000 to somebody.
Oh, come on.
So you ain't got to ask God, was that you, God? Please.
That's
devil don't want nobody blessed.
That's right.
That great English right there, by the way. The devil does not want anyone blessed. He does not want anyone blessed.
That's right.
He's not going to tell you to give $1,000 just so that, you know, he want to trick you out of $1,000. No, because if you give, what do?
Receive.
When you give, you receive. So he knows now that person's getting blessed. You're getting blessed. He's not going to lie to you and say, give away, give it away. No, he's not.
Nope.
God is a good God, right? Bible says every good, every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights. So who's the giver? God. If it's good, it's God. If it's bad, it's not.
That's right.
Period. Why am I on that? Praise God. Verse 35 again says, but lend, but love your enemies. Love your neighbor. Yeah, that too. That's probably coming up shortly. But love your enemies, do good and lend, hoping for nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High.
Hallelujah.
Who? Of the Most High.
That's right. The great I am. Yippee.
The Most High.
Hallelujah.
See, there's high.
Uh-huh.
A little higher.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's the Most High.
Oh, then there's
yeah.
The Most High.
See, he's the Most High. We know we got
Hallelujah.
Three to heavens, right? Well, he's the Most High.
That's right.
See, there is no great God other than our G-O-D.
That's right.
The capital G-O-D. See, not the little G, the big G.
That's right.
Right? That's who we serve. That's who our Father is. Amen. He's the Most High.
That's right.
The Most High.
The Most High.
Like, you think about it for a minute. If your father, and you had a great relationship with your father, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he loved you, would give you the world. And he was the richest person on the earth. He had billions upon trillions of dollars, right? More than our own deficit. You'd be blessed, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
If he loved you and you knew he loved you, you could pretty much ask for anything.
Right.
Why? Well, because he's the Most High on the earth. He has more money than anybody.
Yeah.
Well, our God is the same. Our God has all that we need. All of it. Everything that we need, he has. But he always tells us to do something that is not within our power, that we can't do just by ourselves. He wants what? To be involved.
Oh, yeah.
He wants to dictate how you're going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Because he wants to see your obedience to his word, to what he says to do. And of course, on the back end is your reward.
Yeah.
Amen. It's always there. He says, so that you shall be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the unthankful and the evil. Uh-oh. Now, hold on a second. First, he's telling us we got to, you know, forgive people. Love our enemies. Come on now. Be imitators of God. And now he's telling us that he's kind to the unthankful and the evil. Well, guess what we got to be? Kind to the unthankful and the evil. God loves them as much as he loves us. We're just smart enough to choose Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. But he loves them just as much, right? He died for them as much as he died for you and I.
That's right.
Amen.
And he created them.
So then we must love the unthankful and be kind to them.
Yes.
Be kind to the unthankful. Be kind to the evil. That's not easy to do.
I know.
Amen? I mean, it's not going to... What do we need then? We need the Lord.
That's right.
He's got to help us. I cannot do this on my own power. I'm a natural human being. If you hurt me, I want to retaliate.
Yeah. Yeah.
But even when Jesus was reviled, he did not revile
That's
in return.
Right.
We're to walk like him, to talk
Amen.
Like him. He's our example. We're to follow.
Hallelujah.
Man, this is fun today, isn't it?
Yes.
All right.
This is cool.
All right, let's go to verse 36. It says, therefore, be merciful. Just as your Father also is merciful. Wait a minute. Now here we are. He forgives and he forgets. He said to be merciful just as he is merciful. Wow. I mean, it's getting tougher, tougher, isn't it? I mean, because God's mercy endures forever.
Amen.
It endures forever.
Oh, yeah.
We can't have limits to our mercy. Right? We can't have limits to our forgiveness. Well, I'll forgive you, but you know what you did. That's not forgiveness. Well, I'll forgive you, but boy, I sure ain't hanging out with you. That's not forgiveness.
Nope.
Love your enemies? Ooh, love your enemies. Okay. Is that in there? Yeah?
Yes.
It's in there. It's like Ragu sauce, my man. It's in there.
It's in there.
Come on. All right. So, we're going to be like God.
Amen.
Then he says in verse 37, judge not.
Amen.
Man, he just has to keep going, doesn't he? I mean, he just keeps on going. He's talking about be thankful and kind
right.
to the evil and the unthankful. Be merciful. Now he's telling us to judge not so that you not be judged. Oh, what? That's my favorite parts, to sit in the mall and watch people go by and judge them. I mean, go to Walmart. It's great. No. We just can't do that, huh?
Nope.
You know, that's a wig. They have two different color socks on. Oh, you know, I mean, they just, you know. People will do that. They will sit and just judge people. Just judge them. Just sit there and judge everything about them. One little walk wrong. I mean, they trip. Oh, look at that idiot. You know, we can't be like that.
No.
No, we cannot be like that. Judge not, he said. Who's still talking?
God.
Jesus. God. Jesus. He says what? Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not.
All right.
And what? You shall not be condemned. Forgive. What? He says forgive, and ye will be forgiven. Boy, there's a lot right here. Just right here, verse 37.
Amen.
Judge not, so that I'm not judged. Condemn not, and that I won't be condemned.
Amen.
Forgive, so I can be forgiven.
Amen.
Verse 37 is what a Christian lives by.
Amen.
This is how we live. This is how we live in order to obtain mercy.
Amen.
In order to obtain forgiveness. We have to live this way. We cannot judge others.
Nope.
That's not easy to do. I mean, it's just not. But we need the Lord's help, don't we?
Amen.
Judge not, we won't be judged. Especially when driving. Especially when driving, he said. Hallelujah. Yes, and it's interesting because I drive a marked vehicle for a company. And it seems like everybody thinks that they can just cut you off because you're a commercial company. And they do. They don't care. And we have to give people, you know, at least four car lengths. Well, they just think that you're letting them over. So they get over, and now you got to back it down a little bit. Then another one gets over, you got to back down a little bit. Before you know it, you're going 25 miles an hour on the freeway.
Yeah.
Can't do that either. So, but it's interesting. You know, we can't judge. We can't condemn. And see, condemnation, people that are not of the Lord Jesus Christ are already condemned.
That's right.
Right? Yeah. We don't have to condemn them and remind them, hey, you're condemned. They know it.
They know it.
They know it within themselves. They know it. There's no light inside.
Right.
It's darkness.
Yeah.
See, you have the light of the world.
Amen.
In you. You are the light
Amen.
Of the world. You shine bright. Darkness don't like to, does not like to be around you.
Nope.
But those that are you know when you were condemned. You felt it.
Yes.
When you sinned against God, you knew that condemnation. You felt that condemnation. Therefore, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not what?
Walk
according to the flesh, but to the Spirit.
Amen.
Dang. I'm throwing a lot out there today.
Oh, yeah.
I know you guys are dodging darts like crazy on this. Condemn not, judge not, and forgive. This is how we live as a Christian.
Amen.
Jesus just told us to do so. Amen. All right, let's go to Ephesians 4. Come on, are you all right? You doing okay? We're almost there. I'm beating you up. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Praise God. It's not my fault. Jesus did it.
He did it.
Ephesians 4. Praise God. Come on, the word is good. It's life.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right. Ephesians 4. And let us start in verse 25. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members
one of another.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you look at your index finger on your left and yell at it and get mad at it and want to cut it off because it's not the one on the right? Why? It's a member, right, of you. It's one of your members. You don't cut it off. You don't hate it. You love it. You file it down. You clip it all up, right? You put lotion on there. You take care of your index finger.
Yeah.
Just because it's not the right index finger that you use the most, you know.
Yeah.
He's special.
Yeah, he's special.
You still take care of and love your other finger just as much as this guy. We are members one of another.
Amen.
As members one of another, we don't lie.
That's right.
It says to put away lying. Is put away lying and let each one of us speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another.
Amen.
Be angry and do not sin. Now try that on for size. Be angry and do not sin.
Okay.
Jesus could do it. It was righteous anger.
Yeah.
We don't go running around calling people brood of vipers. You Pharisee. You know, we don't do that. Righteous anger. Be angry and do not sin.
Amen.
Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. Now, my wife and I have lived by this scripture.
Yes.
We will not go to bed with any animosity in our heart toward one another.
Amen.
Okay? We live by that scripture because, first of all, God wants us to live that way. But it's something that if I go to bed with it, I wake up with it. What has it done? Grown roots. I can't allow that,
right.
Especially with the one I love.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
So I never let the sun go down on our wrath. We fix it. I got a sign right above our bed. It says, always kiss me goodnight.
That's right.
Man. Because you know when you're mad at one another, it's hard to always kiss goodnight.
That's
I love you. I love you. It's not easy. But the Lord Jesus, see, he can help us.
Yes.
Get over there and kiss her, boy. Okay, yes, Lord, you know. You do what he says, right? Amen. You will be obedient.
That's right.
Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Okay. Live by that. Verse 27. Nor give place to the devil. Don't give him place. Don't give him place. Let's keep reading. I want to get to two other scriptures. Now, let's skip all this. Go to verse 31. Verse 31 says, let all bitterness, what is it? Bitterness. Let all bitterness. What's the word bitter mean? Painful, it says. Resentment. Painful. Bitter is painful. To be bitter can cause you pain internally. To be bitter can cause your mind to constantly think of how much you can't stand that person. You can't get it out of your head. You can't get it out of your heart. You are so resentful to that person that you just can't get rid of it. And the only person that can fix that and wash you clean is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and all. What is it?
Evil
speaking. Evil speaking. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking hang out with you as long as you can get it.
Nope.
No, don't allow that. Don't do that. No. What do we do with it? We put it away from us. It says, put it away from you with all malice. Get it out. I mean, get it out. As quickly. Be quick to repent, right?
Yeah.
Be quick to get it out of there. Be quick to do a 180 when you're angry with someone, when you're spiteful, when you're, oh, you want to speak evil about somebody and you see yourself speaking evil to someone else about this person. Catch yourself.
Yes.
Lord, I'm sorry, forgive me. Tell that person that you just spewed vomit all over. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that about that person. Hello.
Yeah.
I know that's fun to do, right? You have to ask somebody that you just dirtied up to forgive you because you're speaking evil about somebody else. We got to let it be put away from us, he said.
Amen.
Evil speaking. What's evil speaking? Just see her hair. She looked like a clown. That's evil speaking. Got to put it away.
Amen.
Got to put it away. All right. Let's read that again. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind.
Amen.
What? Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you.
Yeah, yeah.
Woo! There's a lot right there. That's a lot right there, isn't there? That's a lot right there. And be kind to one another. Be kind to one another. Be kind to one another. What did we just read? Be kind to the unthankful and the evil. Love your enemies. I mean, here we go, man. It's in here though, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That means we live by it, doesn't it? We live by it. Be kind one another to one another. Tender-hearted. Oh,
yeah.
I love you. You're so nice, right? Be tender-hearted.
That's right.
Tender-hearted. Love them.
Care
for them. Take care of them.
Yeah.
Help them.
Amen. Yes.
Tender-hearted. I mean, when you pick up a little baby and you just smells like a baby, you know, and you're just, oh, he's just so cute, you know, and you just love that little baby, you know, and you...
Yeah.
And you're kissing all over that baby. Don't even want to put the baby down, you know, because that's being tender-hearted, see? Oh, sweetheart, you okay? Oh, no, I'll fix it, you know. You want some candy, you're okay,
yeah.
You know. I mean, you'll give them a cupcake and everything, you know. Before you know it, you're reaching in your wallet, you're pulling out $10 to give to a little baby, you know.
Yeah.
It's just you love. It's tender-heartedness, right? Be tender-hearted, not hard-hearted.
Amen.
Tender-hearted, not hard. See, you got hard-heartedness, which has got bitterness in it and hate,
yeah.
Anger, wrath, clamor, evil speaking, all that's in there. But a tender heart doesn't have that. A tender heart loves enemies and is kind one to another. Kind to one another. Love is patient. Love is what? Oh, what? So be in love with one another.
Amen.
Tender-hearted.
Yes.
Be kind is to love.
Yes, yes.
Because love is kind.
Amen.
So be kind is to love. To love how? Like God would.
Amen.
Amen. Like He would. What did He say here? And be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you.
Amen.
Well, we know this. When God sees us, He sees the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He sees His Son, His
Amen.
Daughter.
Yeah.
He sees us forgiven.
Righteous.
We are no longer sinners. We are saints.
Right.
Jesus says, I don't call you servants. I call you friends.
That's right. I'm His friend.
We're a friend of Jesus.
Amen.
Woo! You can't beat that.
That's right.
You can't beat that. That's being a friend to the most powerful person in the world.
That's right.
In the universe.
Amen.
In the highest of heavenlies.
It's awesome.
We're His friend.
That's right.
We're not His servant.
Amen.
Even though I'll serve Him with all I've got.
That's right.
I'll give Him everything I've got. If He wants it, I'll give it. It's His anyway.
That's right.
I don't own anything. He's blessed me. It's what He's given me. I'm thankful for. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, let's, yeah, we got a couple minutes now. Just a couple minutes. Luke 17. Luke 17, chapter 3. Here I go. You get ready to go. Jesus is talking. He says, take heed to yourselves. Look at yourself.
Yeah.
Pay attention to yourself. Judge yourself. Don't judge other people.
That's right.
Take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him.
Yeah.
And if he repents, forgive him.
Amen.
If he repents, forgive him.
Yeah.
Man, I'm sorry. You can't harbor bitterness anymore then, can you? When he says that, you got to forgive.
That's right.
Verse 4. And if he sins against you 7 times in a day. Now, hold on. Now we're getting a little over the edge. If he sins against you 7 times in a day and 7 times in a day returns to you saying, I repent, you shall what?
Forgive him.
Who's talking?
Jesus
said that. Verse 5. And, now what does that, verse 5 starts off with what? And, does that mean then he's not done talking?
That's right.
Hello, right?
Yeah.
He said, and, that means here we go, continuing. And, the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. Jesus, help us. And what is he saying? So the Lord said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea and it would obey you.
Amen.
It takes faith to forgive.
Yes, it does.
This is what he's telling us.
Yeah.
He told them, if he sins against you 7 times in a day, you forgive him 7 times in a day. As long as he asks for repentance. You forgive him. Now, we've talked on the other hand, even if they don't.
That's right.
We ask the Lord, Lord, forgive me if I harbor anything into my heart for that person, and I forgive them.
Amen.
Even if they don't repent. Because we want to be free, don't we?
Yep.
Yes.
We want to be free. So he said 7 times, he said, you repent, you forgive him.
Amen.
That's what he said. And he said, and. He talked, what did he do? He began to talk about faith. He said something about a mulberry tree. What are we talking about? A root.
Yeah, yeah.
The root of unforgiveness. The root of bitterness. When that mulberry tree has grown in your heart, it takes faith to get rid of it.
That's right.
And you say to it, he said, be pulled up by the roots and get out of my heart in Jesus' name.
Woo!
And it will obey you.
Okay.
So we speak to that mulberry tree of unforgiveness. We speak to that bitterness root, whatever's going on in our life, we say to it, go get planted in the sea.
Yes.
Right?
That's right.
That's how we get rid of it now. And how do we do it? We do it by faith. He said, if you got a little faith like a mustard seed, just a little mustard seed faith, you can get rid of that mulberry tree out of your heart.
Hallelujah.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Great.
I ain't said, he said it.
Okay.
So we're doing it.
That's right.
Where was I? Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. So we read that. Last one. Here we go. Matthew 18. Matthew 18. Praise God. Now you see how important this is that all Christians live by it.
Amen.
You see? Because we're only hurting ourselves when we don't.
Amen.
Right? It's like I said last week, you know, you expect the world to be spiteful toward you, but not your family and not your Christian brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
And so it sometimes gets to be a little harder to forgive the ones you know should love you than it is to worry about people that you know don't even care about you. Right? Would step on you if you were laying on the ground. But not your loved ones, not your brothers and sisters in the Lord, not your family members. You expect them to love you.
Okay.
And when they hurt you purposely or even unpurpose, it hurts.
Amen.
It does. It hurts. Matthew 18. Oh, boy. Matthew 18, verse 21. It says, then Peter came to him, meaning Jesus, and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? See, he's coming off of that scripture, isn't he? You said up to seven times. But he did it eight. Right? Up to seven times with a what? Question mark. He's not trying to trick Jesus. He's just trying to get it up to seven times, Lord. Because this guy's done it like 10 times. And that may be the truth. He says up to seven times? Question mark. So Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. Up to what? 70 times seven. 70 times seven. Okay. Is that going to be easy? If he did it up to 70 times seven, first of all, you probably would have forgotten about the first one he did. Right, you in most cases you're going to remember the ones that are the most hurtful or the last. Right?
Yeah.
But regardless of how many, he said forgive. He said forgive. Up to doesn't matter. You forgive. Listen, if somebody sinned against you 20 times in a day, are you going to be hanging out with them?
No.
No. So they're not going to get to 70 times 7, are they? And if they don't be careful, they ain't going to get up to eight either. Because no. See, we can't do that, can we now?
No.
We can't be like that. We can't. Why? We want to be free. Right? Amen. In order for us to be free, we've got to free them.
Yes.
We've got to give them the freedom that they need of forgiveness, of love and compassion. Tenderhearted. We got to be tenderhearted.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
We have to love our enemies. Be kind. To the unthankful and evil.
That's right. Yeah.
We're supposed to imitate God. Be merciful.
Yeah.
Merciful. Be merciful. Have mercy. Be merciful. It's going to take Jesus, isn't it?
Yeah.
Listen. Everything that we do has got to take Jesus. Really, in all honesty, we got to get more connected with Him. Because, see, He did it. As a man, didn't he? The Son of Man, natural human being. He lived on this earth and walked on this earth and knew no sin.
Amen.
He did it. He's our example.
Amen.
We have the Holy Ghost. He's our helper.
That's right.
He'll help you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Lord, help me. I mean, have you ever heard or said that? Lord, help me. You know.
Yeah.
He'll help us.
Yeah.
And that keeps us free. That keeps us free. It keeps our heart clean from bitterness. We're not brooding over things all the time that when people have hurt us. Because that happens, doesn't it? I mean,
yeah.
When somebody's really hurt you, you can't get it out of your mind. It will constantly roll and roll. I can't believe they did that. I can't believe they said that. How could they say something like that? I mean, oh boy, I thought they was my friend. And they're not my friend. Matter of fact, I'm going over there right now. And I've told you my story of sitting outside and waiting in front of that guy's house because he was speaking evil against my parents and against the Holy Ghost. And the Lord, what did he say to me? What are you doing here? Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I've told you that story. I was sitting there. He may not have had a tongue by the time I was done with this guy. Because he spoke evil against the Holy Ghost, number one. Blasphemy like you would not believe. Things that were said, they were recorded. He left messages on the machine overnight, all night, all the time. He'd do it all the time. And the things that you would sit there and you couldn't believe that this guy was saying this. It was the devil speaking right through this guy. Right through him. It not only hurt your heart, but it made you feel like sick. What was being said about your precious Holy Spirit. The things that this guy could say. Well, I'd had it. And I was dignified, but not necessarily so sanctified yet. And I wanted him. I wanted him. He stood at the altars with us, hands raised to the heavens, praising and worshiping God. And then that. Now that's possession. That is demonic.
That's right.
That's all. Like I was telling you, Bible's told us here today to love our enemies, to forgive, da 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 da. And here I am sitting there in front of this guy's house, and the Lord speaks and says, "What are you doing? You know, and what am I going to say? Lord, I'm knocking him out. I'm not saying that to the Lord. No. So, sorry, Lord, I repent. Turned the ignition and left.
Amen. That's right.
Never went back. Interesting thing, too, never saw him again. Never again.
Amen.
Now, that's the Lord. Plain and simple, that's the Lord. But what if I would have seen him again?
You have to forgive him.
That's a hard one. Exactly right. But with the Lord's help,
amen.
I can forgive.
Daily,
and if I see him and he don't see me, I turn and run. No, just kidding. We love our enemies. Amen.
Right.
Stand to your feet. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lift your hands to the Lord. Father, we bless you. We praise you. Oh, we give you glory. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you, Father, for helping us today. Help us, Father, to forgive all. Help us to love our enemies. Help us to pray for those who spitefully use us and abuse us. Help us, Father. We need your help. I thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit who goes with us today and every day, who abides in us, who comes upon us, and who works through us. I thank you that your angels are in charge over us, guarding and keeping us in all of our ways. We give you the praise and the glory for it. Father, as we go this week, I pray blessings upon this fellowship of believers, and I call them blessed in Jesus' name. If you receive it, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Love you all. God bless you. What?